Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane,
and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Trevor Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast. We start this broadcast off with prayer. I'm trusting as the music was going forward, that you was preparing your heart, you was preparing your mind to go before the throne. You know, you was making your phone calls and, you know. So you're going to put that do not disturb on now as we go before the throne. Amen. Because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise. Thanking you, O God, for this day, O God. A day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father, but you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father God. A day that we do not take for granted, O God. So Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, Lord Father. Father, for those, Lord Father, that don't mind praying, O God, we hold before you the intercessors, the watchmen, Lord, the leaders, Lord Father, the prayer warriors this day, O God. And Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for their faithfulness, Lord Father, warring and interceding on others' behalf this day, Lord Father. We ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you keep that hedge of protection round about them this day, O Lord. Father, for we take them not for granted, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as we hold our prayer lists before you, O God. Father, hands being laid upon them, O God, you know each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of this day, O God. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, for we know all honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father, belongs to you, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you this day, Lord Father, for every praise report this day. Father, that it is a testimony, O God, for someone, Lord Father, to share on what you have done for them this day, O God. Father, maybe they saw their friend go through it, Lord Father. Father, that they can even talk, Lord Father, about it, Lord Father. Father, help us this day, Lord Father, to be light in someone's darkness, O God. Let us not be selfish, Lord Father. Father, let us not just think about me, myself, and I, and just my family, Lord Father. But, Father, let us continue to stay prayerful and pray one for another this day, O God. So, Heavenly Father, as you see the prayer list is before you, Lord, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, for the prayers that you have heard and answered this day. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you the family of Deacon Michael, Lord Father. Father, the Graham family, Lord Father. All those that have lost loved one this day, Lord Father, as we hold them before you, O God. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to send your comforter this day, O God, to them, Lord. Father, you said that you will not leave us comfortless, Father. So, Father, we're reminding you, O God, of your word this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for the comforter comforting their hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the peace that pass all understanding, Lord, Father. Knowing that when their loved ones, O God, die in you, Lord, Father, is to reign with you, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your strength, Lord, Father, that you're giving them this day, O Lord. Father, we know, O God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for just working it out for them this day. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord. And we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you for healing, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for healing in that recovery process this day, Lord. And Father, we continue to say body line up with the word of God right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father. For increase, Lord, Father God, in blood this day to his body, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before your old pastor, Pastor George Bonds, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And we send no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father God, we thank you for seeing the blood covering, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for your hedge of protection round about him this day, O God. Father God, we thank you for rising him up this day, O Lord. For, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted this day, O Lord. So, Father, we thank you for touching his body as we continue to speak healing to his body this day, O God. Father, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, O God. Father, continue to take him deeper in you this day, O Lord. Father, we say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Carly Pierce right now, Lord, Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we're thanking you for peace this day, O Lord. We're thanking you right now for comfort this day, O Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, you know what she's in need of this day, Lord, Father. So, Father, we lay her before you this day, and we ask you to show up and show out, Lord, Father God, in her life this day, O Lord. Touch her children this day, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray this day, Lord, Father, for our unsaved loved ones, O God. Father, that they do not die and go to a Christless grave, Lord, Father, but they repent this day, Lord, knowing that time is at hand, Lord, Father. Father, that they repent and accept you, Lord, Father, into their life as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O Lord. Father God, touch, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, O God. Father God, that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we're praying that something is said, Lord, Father. Father God, that they decide today the day, Lord, Father, for them to accept you into their lives and not go another day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for how you have heard the prayers this day, Lord, Father. Father God, that you continue to shift, Lord, Father God, that hurricane, Lord, Father God, away, Lord, Father God, from us this day, Lord, Father. Father, you said, speak to the winds, Lord, Father. You give us that power and that authority, O God, that we can speak, Lord, Father God, to the elements this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you for hearing and answering prayers this day, O God. Father God, that they may dissipate to nothingness, Lord, Father, that it may not make landfall this day, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you for every prayer warrior, Lord Father, intercessor, watchman, Lord Father, leader, Lord Father, those that are on the wall, Lord Father, praying, Lord Father God, against these hurricanes this day, oh Lord. Father, we're thanking you for hearing and answering prayers this day, oh God. Oh God, touch our listeners this day, oh Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of. And Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you this day, Lord Father. Father, for being that way maker, that burden bearer, Lord Father. We thank you for meeting all their needs this day, Lord Father. For Father, we have not because we ask not. So Father, I'm standing in the gap this day in all prayer warriors, Lord Father, that are touching and agreeing, Lord Father. Father God, for you to touch them this day. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we know, Lord Father, who you are, Lord Father. Father God, we know who we are in you, Lord Father, and who we belong to, Lord Father. And Father, we take it not for granted, Lord. So Father, we thank you for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled this day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for healing in their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, as they continue to lay hands upon themselves this day, oh God, and continue to prophesy over themselves, decreeing and declaring healing this day, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day, oh Lord. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father. Over the word that is coming forth this day, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the ears to hear, Lord Father. Father, and the heart to receive the word this day, oh Lord. Father, we bind the hands of the enemy right now that will try to come against this broadcast. Anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for the blood covering the airways, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the blood covering those that are listening live, those that are listening, Lord Father, and other devices this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for the blood covering, oh God. Father, the blood covering the word right now, Lord Father, canceling any type of backlash, Lord Father, that would come against the word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we give you all honor, we give you all glory, and we give you all praise this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are to give God thanks. We are to give God praise because he woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind amongst the land of the living, being able to do not just for yourself but for others. So I don't know about you all, but I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Clothed in my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. And Lord, use me this day to be a light in someone's darkness this day, O Lord. I give you all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. A God that, oh man, goodness and mercy, a God of many chances, a long-suffering God. I tell you, people, take God not for granted. Take not the things that he do for granted. Take it not for granted. If you do, say, Lord, forgive me for taking the very ear
that I breathe for granted. Forgive me where I woke up and didn't say thank you for waking me up this morning, giving you praise. Action. Give him praise this day. Look around you today, people. Look around. I want to say thank you to each and every person that was praying for me. I thank God for prayer warriors. I thank God for people that don't mind praying and being obedient to God. I thank you all for continually supporting this broadcast. I take you all not for granted. And I want to take this time to say thank you to Bishop Porter for stepping in and taking over the broadcast for me on Thursday. I thank him. I appreciate him. I take no one for granted. I thank you all for being there, supporting him as well on the broadcast. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. So again, I thank you all. I appreciate you all, and I take you not for granted. May God continue to bless you all. And as you was praying and warring for me, God refresh, refill, and rejuvenate you and met every last one of your needs. God is awesome. I thank you all for being obedient. See? I believe in giving people their flowers while they're alive, because you know what? When they're no longer here, they can enjoy the flowers. When someone gives you flowers, you're able to water that flower, you know, change the water. You may have a plant, you know, that, you know, you have to keep it watered, fertilized, and all of that stuff. So you know what? When you have that person in your life that you know that is there, warring and interceding on your behalf, let me tell you, fail not to give them their flowers while they're alive. Thank them. Appreciate them. Take them not for granted, because you never know that day, that minute, when you will no longer have them in your presence. So tell your loved ones today that you love them. It's time out for foolishness. It's time out now for us to be stop talking to one another for meaningless things. And then, you know, you turn around and they're no longer here. Then you say, I stopped talking to that person for what? Let me tell you, God is good. The words say, live peaceable with all men if possible. So we try to live with peace. I just say thank you. I thank each and every one of you. Let me go ahead and, you know, I know last week I said I was going to continue with Daniel, and I couldn't make it. I tried and I just couldn't make it. But that's all right. God give me the strength. And with you all prayers, we will be continuing from the pit to the palace. Amen. But let me go ahead and give you the word for today. Often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. Often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. And that is true. You look at that closed door, you so busy looking at the situation that you didn't see that God has already done worked it out. You're still focused on that problem when he already solved that problem that you thought was a problem. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Nothing. Amen. So let us begin to go into the word. Father, as I go forth, Lord Father, to bring the word, Lord Father, that you have given me, Lord. Oh God, I ask that you decrease me as you increase in me this day, oh God. Father God, use this vessel, Lord Father. Father, not my will, Lord Father, but your will be done. Father, I thank you for bringing forth this message, Lord Father, however you see fit, Lord Father. Father God, I thank you, Lord Father, for the ears, Lord Father, that will hear this message, Lord Father. And I thank you for the heart, O God, that will receive it this day, O God. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to let you all know also, you may be listening on another device, but if you have a testimony that God has laid upon your heart this day to share, find it not robbery to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press that number 1. It's not my broadcast, it's our broadcast. Okay? And sharing your testimony, you never know who life you might touch at this present time. They may be just scrolling through Blog Talk Radio and stop at this segment. Hear your testimony. You may save a life, encourage a life, bring someone to Christ. You don't know what your testimony can do for someone. God brought you through what you was going through, not just to keep to yourself, but to share with others as well. Amen. Hallelujah. I will begin today coming from the book of Daniel. We spoke about Joseph, where he came from the pit to the palace. So you know what? If you can find yourself in this message, and where God has brought you from, press the number 1 and tell us that testimony. What the enemy meant for your bad, God turned it around for your good. Let me tell you a little bit about Daniel. Daniel was one of the major prophets in the Bible, one of them. We have 5 major prophets and 12 minor prophets. And Daniel was also one of the exile prophets. When there was an exile, he was the one talking to the people. The other prophet was Ezekiel. There was only 2 prophets that was talking to the people while they was in exile. Okay? I'm going to come to you again from the book of Daniel and just give you a little bit of background on Daniel. When I read from the Bible, I read from the King James Version. Yours may read differently if you are reading from a different version. And we may have some on here that not able to have a Bible. And I will say, if you don't have your hard copy Bible and you have a phone or even the computer, you can go and you can download the Bible app, that you have the Bible app with you at all times, that even on your lunch break, you can go and pull up the Bible app and you can begin to read. Spend some time in the Word. Chapter 1, starting at the beginning, it says, in the 3rd year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, and part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. Not the God, but his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end, therefore, they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave name, for he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. I'm going to stop there just for a minute. Daniel know that Nebuchadnezzar don't serve his God. Sometimes we go places where they offer up their food. If you know their customs, and they offering up the food to their gods, what do you think that they're doing? They're worshiping their gods. They're laying it there before them, offering it. And then when they're done offer it up to their God, they cook it and they feed it to you. Be careful on the food that you're eating. Pray. If you don't know, pray. And if you know, don't defile yourself. There is even certain pattern of clothing that is offered up to gods. I didn't say to God. I say to gods, to their gods. And we wear them. We buy them. We make clothes out of them. Buy clothes. And not paying attention to the pattern that you're wearing. Pay attention. Pay very close attention to some of the patterns, some of the clothing that you are buying. I just ask you to do that. You never know. You just never know. It says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who had appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse likened than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Now, they choose not to eat the meat. The others, they say from his sort, meaning from his age. Okay? But God, this is standing on your belief. This is standing on who you know you serve this day. You will not allow anything to come in between you and your God, which is the Almighty God. Then said Daniel to Belzer, whom the prince of the eunuch had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat, which is beans, and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portions of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this manner and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Look at God. taken care of his own. Even though they went into captivity, they still had favor with God. He never left them nor forsake them. And this is why I tell you, no matter what you're going through, do not think that God has forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. He is right there with you. Sometimes we're going through because God has a purpose for us to go through whatever situation it is that you're dealing with. Trust in God. Have faith in God. And as you're going through and your faith is being strengthened, your trust, your hope in God, because each and every day you see it gets better and better. Sometimes they have to get worse before it gets better. Nevertheless, God is still there because you're standing on his word where he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Can we stand on God's word today when we're going through, or we will bow and give in and curse God? That is something for you to think about. Thus Melzer took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and give them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and the skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the years of King Cyrus. You see the favor? The favor when we are obedient, the favor when we stand in our belief, in our faith, standing in who we know is our Lord and Savior. Not no other God, not worshiping no image, no nothing, but our Lord and Savior. Teach our children not to waver, but to stand on God's word, no matter what it is that you're going through. Go through it. You're going through it with God. Ask for his help today. Even though they was just drinking water and eating beans, their countenance was much fairer than those that was indulging in the meat and the wine. We're going to go drop down. We're not reading all of chapter 2. But we're going to go down to chapter 2. You see where Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he called for, the magicians, call for all those to come to tell him about the dream. He didn't interpret the dream. Just for a minute, just think. You supposed to have all these gifts, and the king called for you to tell you, tell me about the dream that I had. None of them can tell the dream. You have your sorcerers, all these. None of them can tell what the king dreamed. You're around the king, all these powers. No astrologer, no magician, no sorcerer, no nobody. But God, look at God, how he placed you. He placed you in places, see. Remember, what the enemy meant for your bad, God always turn it around for your good. You may think that you're going through what you're going through on your job, and you can't see the light, but you're still pressing on. You didn't complain. You give it to God. You didn't undermine your coworkers. You give them to God. And you know, they're going to look at you, and they're going, it's like, I'm doing all this, yet nothing. You ain't break. Even when I did you bad, you didn't go to the boss, and you didn't complain on me. This is your pit that you're in, that you are going through. And you go through it in phases. Remember, Joseph went through his in phases. But he never gave way to any other God other than the one and true living God. Can you say so today? Can you say, I never stop serving God in the situation that I'm going through? You know, I'm still standing on his word. I'm still decreeing and declaring his word out of his mouth because I know he have a purpose for me, that I am going through this. Are you doing so today? Because sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we say, God, I can't do this. I'm just walking away from this. I'm walking away. But do you walk away? Or that was just a weak moment in your going through that you said that? But you never walked away. I told you all when I was last year was a very, very, very trying year for me. And I say, nobody but God. Nobody but God that kept me. When I was going through that valley, nobody but God kept me. He had something better for me. He knew his plans for me. We may not know the plan, why we're going through what we're going through, but trust the process. Trust the process. Daniel, They're here in exile. They have to trust the process. They have to trust the God that they serve no matter what they're going through. And as you continue, as we continue to go through the book of Daniel, we will see the favor of God in their life. You say, but why you have to, you know, go through this? Why not? Jesus walked this earth, didn't even commit one sin. And look at all that he went through for us. We wasn't even a twinkle in our mommy's eye. But he walked this earth how many years ago? He died on that cross how many years ago? That blood is still running down to us? And our other generations to come? The blood that continually runs? We ought to thank God. Thank God for the process that we're going through. We steady going through a process, just like our body goes through a process. You know, you have where a certain time your skin begins to peel, you know, your cells rejuvenate, you know, the process. Going through the process. But we're going back now to where they could not tell the king his dream. So we're going to start from chapter 2. We're going to go down to, we're going to start at verse 14. It says, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Never take the glory from God. All praises and glory belongs to God. And he changed the times and the seasons, and he removed kings and set it kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkest, and the light dwelleth with him. Remember, nothing is new under the sun. And nothing is hidden from God. Why? He knows all. He sees all. He's the one that created us. He created everything around you. He created everything. Nothing is new under the sun for him. So, knowing about dreams, you know, sometimes you wake up and you can remember your dream. Sometimes it's like, you know your dream, but you can't remember what it is that you dream. Any one of y'all ever had that moment, a dream, you know, you dreaming and you say, when I wake up, I want to remember this dream. I know I say it, I don't know about you all, but I want to remember this dream. And then you wake up and it's gone from you. It's like, what it was that I dreamed? I know I said I want to remember the dream. That's why You always have pad and paper next to your bed that when you get up and it's right there, you write it down. You write it down because it's fresh then. You don't just go back to sleep because then at times is, you know, it's gone from you. And then you walk in, say like later on, we call it deja vu. You'll be like, why does it feel like I did this before? You know? And you think about it, and then the dream will come back to you. But in this case here, nobody could have told the king what his dream was. King didn't even, he didn't even know. He didn't even know. But God, God will use his man and woman of God to tell you about that deep, dark secret, too, that you have that you think that is so hidden, that you think, no, because nobody saw you. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, it's good. But I say, when that man or woman of God, I'm not talking about no sorcerer, no magician, no astrologer, no palm reader. No. When God comes and tell you about yourself, and you're looking at that man or woman of God, and you want to know how they know. Just know that God is using them to tell you about yourself. And when it's time to get your house in order, get your house in order. So now, here it is. Daniel is going to go before God, asking God to reveal the dream to him. In verse 24, it says, therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Drop down to, we're going to go to 28. So, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make it known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days, thy dream and the visions of thy head upon the bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secret, make it known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for thy sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightiest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, saw it, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold, his breasts and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his leg of iron, his feet a part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, would smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, and no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream that we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. So he told the king what he dreamt. And he was so specific in everything that he told the king. Everything. Now, he's going to interpret to him what it is. What is the meaning of that dream that you had? It says, this is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation, therefore, before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven had given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory. And whosoever the children of man dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, had he given into thy hand, and had made thee ruler over them all, thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth, and the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of the potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were a part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven's kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure, without a shadow of a doubt. Not only that he told him what his dream was, he gave the interpretation of what every part of his dream meant. Now, Daniel and, Meshach, Abednego, they all played now a part. They got elevated. The king elevated them, okay? Daniel is in there with the king. Remember where Joseph was? Okay. So here it is. Even though they're in exile, favor is still upon them. God is still with his people. He never left them. But you see, sometimes we think that because we're in God, that we can do whatever we want and there is no consequences to what we do. When, as a child growing up, you're disobedient to your parents, what happens? You get punished. Know that God our Father, when we're disobedient and we sin, we get punished too. Their punishment, they went to exile. And you will see throughout this Bible where, you know, they constantly have to be brought back to God, brought back to God. They serve other gods. They do, you know, they sin against God. There's nothing new. On a daily basis, we ourselves sinned against God. And if we say we have not sinned, the truth of God is not in us. The truth of God is not in us because we sin. Whether in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly, unknowingly, that's why we ought to ask God for forgiveness. We go to bed, we lay down, and we don't even pray before, you know, you go to bed at night. Do you teach your children to pray at night? Ask God to forgive them. Do we ask God for forgiveness before we close our eyes? Or when you know you did something wrong, have you said, Lord, forgive? In that instant that you know that you did something wrong, did you say, Lord, forgive me? A thought may have come across your mind that was not godly, that was not of God. Lord, please forgive me for my thoughts, the actions that you have done unto someone that you think that no one paid attention to. You know, did you say, Lord, please forgive me for my actions that I did? So daily you work out your own soul salvation. Daily, work it out. Don't take a minute, don't take a second for granted. Don't take it for granted. Be humble. Ask God for forgiveness. And if you have done harm to someone, as you were so bold enough to do that, be bold enough to go and confront them and ask for their forgiveness in what you have done. Ask them for forgiveness. The word says if you have aught against your brother, you ought to go to them. Go to them and ask for forgiveness. No matter what you're going through, trust the process. No ditch is too deep that God cannot get you out of. What is your mind? Is your mindset? Is it staying in that ditch that I will never get out of that pit? Or your mindset is, I am coming out of that pit. What is your mindset? Are we speaking life or are we speaking death? How do we speak death? Death is negative. There is nothing positive that comes out of your mouth. So it is time now to dig yourself out of that pit with nothing but positive, looking to God, trusting in his word. Lord, I know I'm going through this at this time, but you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. You said that when the enemy came in like a flood, that you will lift that standard up against it. You bring the word back to God as you're going through. And you're telling him, I'm standing on your word, Lord, because that's the only thing that I can stand on right now is God's word. And I'm standing on it no matter what I'm going through. I'm standing on it. Forgive me, Lord, where I have lost my faith going through this battle, Lord Father. Forgive me. I am now back to you, Lord Father. I thank you for forgiving me, Lord. And asking God to forgive you, forgive yourself as well. So many times we ask God for forgiveness. We may have asked the person for forgiveness, but we never forgive ourselves. Let us practice in forgiving ourselves as well. Practice forgiving yourself. Practice speaking light into your situation. Look around what is going on. And you'll be like so overwhelmed. You see shooting in schools and malls. You know, it's like no place is safe in the grocery stores. And, you know, you have people with road rage. You don't know. So it's time for us to, you know, change our mindset. And if we don't know Christ, it's time for us now to accept him into our life. Accept him into your life this day. Be that light in someone's darkness. Share the testimonies where God has brought you from. You may save a life. Just by a smile on your face can turn someone's darkness into light. Why? You smile at that person. That person saw that smile as, hey, you saw me. Where they think that they was invisible to everybody, you saw them. You smile. God will use you if you allow him to use you. Daniel was being used. In Daniel's obedience, look at all that God has given him. Look at what God has given him. And he never took the glory from God. Never. Always put it back on God. But then, you know, when you're doing good, here comes the enemy, because you didn't fall into, you know, I'm going to stay in this pit. You now begin to get confident and you begin to stand and speak the word of God. Now here comes the enemy trying to take you from that path, the distraction that will come in. See, now that Daniel interpreted the dream for the king, not only telling but interpreted to him, what did the king do? Now, Hegon and he made. He had an image of gold that was made. That now everybody is to worship. Everybody is to worship. Let me tell you, what are you worshiping today? When you said, I'm not going to church anymore. I'm not going to read the word of God anymore. I'm not going to spend time in God anymore. You know, I'm going to, you know, I got work to do. I got my life to live. I got a party, you know. When I go out of here, I'm going out of here with a bang, you know. They're going to say, yeah, I party, I live my life. But how are you living your life? I used to hear Bishop say, the devil, he will have you enjoying yourself and killing you at the same time. He's showing you all these glittery things in front of you and killing you all at the same time. What are you worshiping today? You decide that I'm going to worship my job. I'm going to worship my money, the material things. I'm going to worship my child, you know. You put everything before God. Everything that you're doing. Now God got you the job. And you worship in your job. You don't have no more time for God. No more time. No, God, you're taking up too much of my time. I can't be in church on Sunday. I got to work. You know, all that time where you was off on Sunday, and they say, oh, well, can you work Sunday for us? And there it is. Now, when you got the job, you stated to them that I don't work on Sunday or whatever day that you worship. Maybe it's Saturday. You know, you don't work on that day because, you know, hey, that day you go and you gathered yourself amongst your brothers and sisters, begin to draw strength, refresh, refill, get, you know, that's what you're doing. And then, you know what, I can work up to this time because, you know, I have Bible study. Now, all this you had on your application when you got the job. That's why you got the job. You got the benefits. You got everything. God gives it to you. And how do you repay him? You repay him by all of a sudden you can't worship anymore. You can't go into the house of God and worship and fellowship with your brothers and sisters because you're running after this money. You're chasing after this money. You can't sit and join Bible study anymore and begin to, you know, feed more on the word, increase knowledge because you got to work. Or you got a party. This is where we mess up and we think that we don't worship. We don't worship our job. We don't worship our children. We don't worship the money, the car. Anything that will take your mind off of God, that is your graven image that you have. That's who you're worshiping. So be very careful. Be very careful. Ask God for forgiveness. If you find yourself anywhere in those categories that you can't spend time in God, you got a distraction and everything else come before God. So all that was told to Nebuchadnezzar, and he went, and now he built this this image now. See, we're going. It's so many messages that you can get from Daniel, but I'm showing you that even though that he is in exile, God is still using him. He is still using him. I don't know what situation that you're going through that you're in. Know that God is using you. Just stop for 1 minute today. Stop for just 1 minute, maybe on your lunch break, and just reflect. And in your going through, see if God didn't use you somewhere along the line while you're still going through. That he didn't use you to be a light in someone's darkness. Use you to give someone a word of encouragement. You took your mind off of what it is that you was going through. You forgot all about you. And you went ahead and you gave that word of encouragement. You smile at that coworker, at that person that you think is your enemy. You know, whatever. Sit back and just reflect for a minute and see if God is still not there with you, even though you're going through all this. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is right there with you. He's right there with you. Our situations may not be the same, but he is there. Do you believe he is there today? Do you believe when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you? I continue saying that. He is there with you. Call on him. Say he's just a breath away. He's just a breath away. Today. Oh, I don't even realize this late. God is good. But we're going to stop off here at chapter 3. And, Lord, I just thank you for how you brought forth the word. I thank you where we can see ourselves in the word, Lord. Father, that we can make corrections, Lord. Father, we can come boldly before you, repenting this day, Lord Father. And Father, for you just using us to be a light in someone's darkness this day, Lord Father. Father, transform our way of thinking. Take us to another dimension in you this day, Lord. Father, that we're able to draw others into your kingdom, Lord, that they are able to draw others as well into your kingdom this day, Lord Father. We fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise this day. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. So today, those of you that are listening live, those of you that may listen to this broadcast at a later date, whenever you listen to this broadcast, the word is always right now. Word, because it causes us to examine ourselves. Let us take this time today to look back and see what is it that we have that we are worshiping that we don't have time to spend in God. what is it that we put them before God, our jobs, our children, you know, partying, friends, what is it? And ask God to, you know, forgive you. Ask him to forgive you today. Acknowledge what you do. He already knows. But go before him. He is merciful. He is loving. He is kind. He's a God of many chances. How many of us have friends like that? Go to God today. Examine yourself today. Do not go to bed tonight without examining yourself, spending time with God, and praying this day. Amen. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and hit the like button and follow if you have not liked or follow our page. Amen. And you can listen to this broadcast from the beginning. Again, I appreciate you. You all be blessed.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.
God.